Hey, what's up? I'm Trent Shelton from the Straight Up Podcast, and together with Michael Lewis, Rachel Hollis, and other top podcasters, I am one of the hosts of the Dell Technology Small Business Podference, a virtual conference via podcast that shares advice and inspiration for small businesses during these uncertain times. Tune in starting May 1st at DellTechnologiesPodference.com and check out tips and inspiration to help your business. And if you need tech advice, Dell Technologies advisors will be happy to assist you in finding the right solutions for your business.
How did understanding samurai warriors' eyes lead to innovation in automobile suspension? Find out with the new podcast, Go and See, hosted by Malcolm Gladwell. Produced by the team behind Revisionist History, Go and See is a six-part series focused on Lexus and the philosophy of Genji Genbutsu, which means go and see for yourself. And that is exactly what Gladwell did when Lexus invited him to Japan to discover their unconventional thinking and processes firsthand. Follow Gladwell on his journey wherever you like to listen. And Lexus.com/curiosity for more stories like these.
I'm Mangino. Thank you very much for tuning in to KDKA Radio. So in Beaver County, it is the only county now in the western side of the state that is not in yellow. They are officially still in the red designation by the governor. However, Beaver County officials are going to function as though they are in yellow. Joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is John Paul with the Beaver County. And John, welcome to KDKA Radio. Good to have you.
Good to be here. Thank you, sir.
What can you tell us about the Beaver County officials and what's motivating them to completely ignore the governor's executive order and then treat themselves as though they are in yellow status and not in red?
So I've been on the phone today with the commissioners and some of the state delegation. And I can tell you that it is a bipartisan feeling that is shared universally amongst all of them. I'm not seeing any dissent from any elected official at any level here representing the county that they feel that while they were all on the same page with the governor when he had the entire region shut down, they feel universally that having just Beaver County singled out for shutdown achieves and accomplishes no end in and of itself. And they feel that if the governor is worried about community spread in the Southwest region, locking down or keeping locked down just Beaver County doesn't help achieve that objective. And as I said, that is a bipartisan universal feeling here. And it is very rare as a reporter that I can call local, county, and state-level Democrats and Republicans and hear the same opinion. I can't remember a time that's ever happened, to be honest with you.
And when you're talking about officials, we're going all the way down to the township municipal level as well?
Correct. I mean, I've talked to police chiefs today in the county that represent small municipal police departments, and they're saying the same thing, that they are not going to enforce the governor's orders at a municipal level. And they've expressed that to business owners that have called them.
Now, has anyone made any mention about speaking with the governor's office and getting any kind of clarity or understanding as to why? One of the things that's confused me, even when the governor made the announcement last week that the northern counties that he allowed to go yellow went yellow and why this region did not, was an understanding as to why. Why weren't we? Where are we coming up short? What do we have to fix in order to get it to where we want to be? Anybody getting a clear understanding as to why the governor didn't move Beaver County to red other than he just doesn't think it's time yet?
So, and this is one of the things as a reporter where my job is to try to convey to the public what elected officials are thinking. This is where I get frustrated because the thought process of the local officials who have said they're going to basically ignore the governor's orders at this point is that we've had very little community spread, which is true, that the vast majority of all the cases that have occurred in Beaver County are stemming from one nursing home facility that has 500 beds and 468 patients, that the vast majority of the county's cases have been in there, and that we've not seen community spread as a result. And the other argument that the local officials have said is that and this touches on what they're hearing privately from the governor's office that I can't get directly as a reporter and that hasn't been stated publicly, is that that nursing home employs about 300 people, roughly, according to the union. That's the number I got from the SEIU that represents the healthcare workers of the facility. And their concern is that those 300 workers working in an environment that has hundreds of cases of coronavirus and has seen something in the neighborhood of 70 people die from the virus or with the virus, their concern is those workers leave the facility, go home, and could then theoretically bring the virus with them, and that could make its way into the community. The commissioners rebuffed that by saying that many of those workers, as with many, 40% of workers in the county, do not live within the county. And their argument is those people could cross the line into one of the neighboring counties where they live and bring the virus there just as easily as they can within the county, which is why they felt that if the region's going to be shut down, it made some sense to them. But now that the rest of the region's being opened back up, that just the county being locked down doesn't jive with them. And I know that all three county commissioners, including the Democratic commissioner here, Tony Amadeo, got so upset on the call with the governor's office last night that there was shouting. It was anger and confusion.
John Paul joining us from the Beaver County, and we're talking about what's happening in Beaver County as Beaver County officials in mass are saying, that they are going to function as though they are in yellow along with the rest of the region. Have you had an opportunity to speak with anybody in the business community or representing the business community and what the intentions are of individual businesses moving forward?
Yeah, I've spoken to a lot of business owners who called today after hearing the commissioner's noon press conference. None of them wanted to go on the record because they fear individual retribution. But there's a lot of, concern and confusion at this point as to what they're going to do. Economically, they, of course, universally feel that they're hurting and being closed is not good for their businesses. Mm-hmm. But they have, to the one, been complying up until this point. The district attorney, David Lozier, in the county has come forward saying that he will not prosecute any case brought against any business owner that is acting as if it's in the yellow phase. But that being said, the concern that remains for the business owners is the matter of licensure. And that is if you've got a license that you need to operate your business, such as a liquor license from the state, certainly the state administration has the power to carry enforcement action against the license. So while the local district attorney may not prosecute a case against the individual, the concern amongst business owners are, will the state administration sanction their business, potentially doing them out of business by pulling their license if they reopen? So I think it's a matter of wait and see what the business community decides to do in that regard, because it is a lot of business owners have expressed that concern.
There were a number of media outlets that had a very similar question that was posed to the governor earlier today about what's happening in Beaver County and the fact that the DA says he's not going to cite anybody. And what does the governor have to say about that? And all the governor would say was that he thinks it's the wrong move to make, and he would implore them to not do that. You know, please don't reconsider this. This is a health issue and many lives are at stake. But he didn't make one mention of enforcing his own executive order. So it would seem to me as though businesses wouldn't have a reason necessarily to believe that they would get in some aspect of trouble with the state when the state is not saying we're going to enforce this with the threat of licenses being pulled. I would think the governor would say that if he's going to enforce this at that level on businesses and say, listen, we're serious about this. We're not going to arrest you. We're not going to fine you, but we'll pull your license if you do. He's not even willing to go. He's not willing to say he's willing to do anything at this point, John.
And this is something that you're exactly right. This is what I'm hearing from the business community, but there is a legitimate concern there. And I can point to other counties in the state to show this sort of a level of patchwork enforcement that we're starting to devolve in. In Mercer County today, which is just two counties up from Beaver, a police department there went into a gym that opened up in violation. Mercer is currently under yellow status, and the gym was opened in violation of the yellow status, and the district attorney for Mercer County and the local police chief walked into that business and issued the man two citations, one for up to $50 and one for up to $350 for violation of administrative and health code orders. And he was told that he's going to be fined that every day until he closes, and that if those fines aren't paid or he doesn't answer promptly within 30 days, he'll be jailed. Mm-hmm. So just two counties up, you do have enforcement going on to the tune of very extensive fines. Beaver County, the commissioners there and the DA said, we're not going to enforce. Lebanon County, not too long ago, over towards Harrisburg, they issued a letter that's similar to the commissioners in Beaver County saying, you didn't move us to yellow, we're going to act like we are, and notifying the governor that for all intents and purposes, their county is going to be acting as if they're in yellow as well. So you bring up a very good point. The governor has been clear in his mandates, but he's getting pushback on the county level from officials, and he has not, at least publicly, expressed any sort of hint that he's going to enforce his own orders. And now we're getting patchwork enforcement across the state.
Yes.
And I don't think that's something anyone wants to see.
No. And just to bring this back to the mix, too, Armstrong County, the DA there, saying that he's not happy with the way the governor is defining yellow and what businesses can open and what businesses can't. So he's going to treat it as though all businesses that want to open under yellow can, regardless of the type of business that they operate, just try to follow CDC guidelines in the process of doing so. Which then brings up this question, John. If you're not going to follow the yellow, the red designation, and you're going to arbitrarily say that you're at yellow, well, then what's to keep them from just arbitrarily saying they're going to green?
Well, that's a good question as well, and will they? I can tell you just about an hour ago, the Beaver County chairman of the Board of Commissioners, Dan Camp, posted a tweet out on Twitter, on his Twitter account, a photo of himself inside Walmart buying a Mother's Day card for his wife. And he had a little kind of a little quip towards the governor that said, thank you, Governor Wolf. Today I just bought my wife a Mother's Day card with 1,000 of my closest friends at Walmart. Hashtag shop local. And I spoke to him about that. And he said, hey, I'm able to go into Walmart and buy a greeting card where I would normally not buy a greeting card because they're open for business. But the local Hallmark store that is a block from the courthouse that's owned by a family where I usually purchase my cards, they're not allowed to operate because they're not considered essential. So I'm buying the same goods, and in the Walmart, there's 1,000 people allowed, right? And in that little Hallmark store, there might be 3 people. So which is a bigger danger when your concern is community spread? That was the point he was trying to make. Yes. So that mentality and that question, this idea of is this enforcement of what's open and what's not arbitrary, and is it really achieving the stated goal of stopping or at least mitigating community spread, is one that is gaining traction.
Right. And it's a very fair point to bring out when you look at what the big boxes that have been able to remain open, what they're all able to sell, and then saying the smaller businesses that could sell the same things that could then easily disperse the population to fewer and fewer places, you know, less congested, if you will, I guess is the way to say it. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of rhyme and reason to the entire process, that's for sure. Once again, John Paul joining us from the Beaver Countyan on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Stay healthy.
All right, you too. Do the same.
Hi, I'm Michael Lombardi.
And I'm Adnan Virk, and we host the GM Shuffle.
And together with Michael Lewis, Rachel Hollis, and other top podcasters, we are two of the hosts of Dell Technology Small Business Podference, a virtual conference via podcast that shares advice and inspiration for small businesses during these uncertain times.
Tune in starting May 1st at DellTechnologiesPodference.com and check out tips and inspiration to help your business. And if you need tech advice, Dell Technologies advisors will be happy to assist you in finding the right solutions for your business.